Perfect. Okay. All right. Welcome back for day three of Client Charisma Codes. So in this one, this is going to be all about like the quantum upheavals, the quantum crumblings, the quantum leaps, and why they don't come back. So, if you have ever heard or know of a quantum leap, which I'm hoping you do, then what people don't talk about is that there are quantum upheavals and there are quantum crumblings as well. So if you don't know what that is, so when you are experiencing your next level energy, like this is where you are now in between who you were, who you are, and who you're becoming. Like you're neither of the three. You are literally in this energetic space where you are transforming. This is that base frequency of quantum leaping before you quantum leap. So now, shit is about to happen. Your life, your reality is going to start glitching. Things are going to start happening. But what you need to know is things are going to start disappearing. And I call this the quantum upheaval. Whoever and whatever is not meant to be in your new identity, your new self, your new reality, the reality that you are trying to manifest. They disappear. They fuck off. They go away. They're not going to be here. And that doesn't matter how scary, like it's going to be scary, honestly, because there's going to be so many different things running through your head. And there's going to be that imposter syndrome coming up. There's going to be that anxiety. There could even be times where you're like, "Oh my God, I'm losing all my clients. What's happening? Am I going to make their rent at the end of this month?" Scarcity comes in. All of these, things, they're going to start coming in. And guess what? We decide where the needle points. Are we going to go back to who we were? Or are we going to jump forward? Are we going to jump forward into something new? Are we going to go back to what's comfortable because now it's too fucking scary? Or are we going to keep going because we have nothing else to lose? And I mention this now. Because we are on the last day. You're on the last day. And it's gonna get scary. Because if you are following everything that I'm saying, and you're doing the work, and you're treating this as something that you would pay thousands for, hundreds or thousands or hundreds and thousands, you're gonna be in your quantum leap very soon if you haven't already started. That could come with any time in the next month. So things are gonna start crumbling. And things are going to stop upheavaling or upheaved. So here's the thing. You're going to have to be okay with letting all that go. Because it's going to be fucking scary. And that is what we want. Because guess what? The things that are going to be falling away are things that we're not going to have when we are in our, like, dream reality, let's just say. Like, the person that we manifested. The version of us that we are manifesting, they won't have those things anyway. So here's what could happen. You could lose clients. You might temporarily lose your finances, in terms of like, okay, well, you have less clients this month. But here's what actually happens after. You get better ones. You reach those soul connected clients. So remember what I said in the last one. When you are like manifesting these people, they have already said yes to you in the future. And it's all about them remembering you and you recognizing them when you meet them. That is soul connection. They are meant to be with you. So you can't lose them. They're coming. And they're only coming when you confirm to the universe you are ready. You've gone through the upheaval. You're going to have to let them go. That's okay. Because you're ready for your soul connected, your soul aligned clients, the people that are going to come back, the people that you resonate with, the people that you are meant to find, the people who are like your new angels, because you were meant to learn something from them and they were meant to learn something from you. Because this happens to me all the time. I think I lost one client this year and then I gained another client this year, all within the same month. So here is the thing. The reason why this happens is because with quantum upheavals, it creates a vacuum. And this creates, law of vacuum, that's it. Law of vacuum. And law of vacuum basically states that where there is a void, the void needs to be filled. So where you clean out stuff, so you could clean out the rubbish that you have, the trash that you have, and then it has to be filled with something. You know, if you clear out your wardrobe, you could bring in a new wardrobe. So therefore, when things get upheaved, new things are made way to come in. Yeah. So that's like the law of vacuum, and it works every time. So we are creating a space for more to come in. And this works really, really well to attract specifically soul aligned clients when you increase how much you can hold. Because if you do this in tandem with law of vacuum, then not only are you making way for the new, but you are actually expanding your capacity, your nervous system, to what you are actually able to hold. This is why I gave you the bonuses at the beginning, because you need these in order to keep expanding your reach, expanding what you can hold, expanding your nervous system so that you can keep attracting more. Okay, so now that I got that out the way, because we are going to start entering our quantum leaps, right? So we have to be prepared that we could lose clients or general people, like friends. Because like I said, every relationship in your life is also a direct link to your clients. So be prepared that you're probably going to lose more than just clients. But just remember that these are people that do not exist in your manifestation version of yourself, in your dream version of yourself. So, okay, next step. Why do people leave or, ghost you? So I did touch up on this a little bit, but I want to go into more detail because there is a lot of different things. So I do want you to know it's not about you. It's not. And it feels personal, doesn't it, when people leave? Like, every time when someone leaves, like, you think, did I say something? Did I do something? And yeah, sometimes they do make it personal. But the truth is, most of the time it's not. And honestly, all of the time you should never take it personally. The only thing that you should do is look at how you improve each and every time. As long as you understand perhaps why they left. And if you wanted that to happen or if you didn't. But all you need to do is improve. But you don't take it personally. Because everyone has their own life. And it takes a lot of emotional intelligence to understand that. And a lot of people project and reflect. They don't always take responsibility for their own actions. So even though, yes, you could take responsibility on that, yeah, you may be the reason why they didn't come back. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you are the only sole reason that they didn't come back. So let's talk about it. The first one is that maybe they are overwhelmed. You know, when people start to grow and their energy starts activating, they want to stay stagnant because it's scary. That's why I mentioned the whole upheaval thing. It's terrifying because every time I like, if I put someone into their next level, I can actually see that they're immediately in survival mode, right? And it takes specific types of people to not only get themselves out of survival mode, but keep going. Because, like I said, you have two options: stay where you are or keep going. Do you want to be comfortable or do you want to make stuff happen? So, think about that. What do you think? So, with this, every time you activate someone's energy, they have a physical, mental, emotional response. And that is overwhelming. And when you overwhelm someone, they go into survival mode. When they go into survival mode, a lot of things happen. And this is another thing. This is another point. So it's not just overwhelmed, because when you're overwhelmed, you're like stressed. You know, anything could happen in overwhelm. You could procrastinate. So they're not actually like, you know, wanting to jump on another call with you or do the work that you gave them. Like they actually are just like, oh. But the second point is they're in survival mode. They could just be in survival mode anyway. They jumped on a call with you, now they're ghosting you. They were already in survival mode when they booked in with you, but now they're still in survival mode and now they don't want to come back because they're like, nope, this is scary. Growth is scary. They're helping me too much, and yeah, I don't know what to do with that. These are people who, you know, they need a lot more than the average person, which is why I also gave more bonuses for this as well. And whether you do those bonuses or not, that is up to you. That's totally up to you. If you want to keep going, like, you know, what do you want to do? So for me, every time I start to feel overwhelmed, I'm like, ah, I'm going into survival mode. What am I going to do about that? Ah, I'm procrastinating. What am I going to do about that? Ah, I have perfectionism. What am I going to do about that? How am I going to get around it? What is the easiest way for me to get around it? So I do practices. I try different things. I reframe my mindset immediately, but not everyone does that. People don't think of doing that on their own. But the thing is, when they're in survival mode, they're so mentally burnt out. Do you think they're gonna contact anyone? Anyone? Because if you've ever been in survival mode, if you've ever been so exhausted, exhausted, you don't want to jump on another call. It's draining. You don't want to do the work because it's draining. They have resistance out the wazoo, you know? And everything starts to be draining. All they want to do is sit at home and watch TV. So, it's not you, it's them. And they know that. They know that. And, you know, a lot of people, they, you know, they have anxiety. So they want to actually avoid letting you know that that's what's going on. And they don't want to be like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, I can't pay for another session. Okay, so another one is they did not implement. So here's the thing, like some people will try to make this your problem, but it's not like when you understand how people work, they like, so you know when people like are complaining at you, right? Or complaining in general about someone and like, oh my God, I did not get the results with doing da 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 da. Okay, but what did you do? What did you do? Did you do the coursework? Did you implement the things that he said? Did you go live that day like they said that they told you to? Did you do the things that they told you to? Or did you half-ass them? Or did you just listen to the course? Or did you just listen to the call and you didn't take notes? Or you just literally did nothing about it? Did you only listen? And because you listened, that was enough. It made you feel like you were doing something, but you actually didn't. You haven't rewired your brain. You haven't actually started taking action. So when this happens, and I'm guilty of this myself, because sometimes I will listen to a course and I feel like I've done something because it gives you that dopamine hit, like, I learned something. I learned something. Awesome. I did something today. About an hour from now, I probably forgot about it. Like, because when you're an entrepreneur, you think of about 10 things in 1 minute, thinking, oh my God, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. Once I have like learned something, unless I put it into action straight away and I write it down that I've got to do this, I'm going to forget about it. The next day, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I learned something. Pretty sure I learned something, but I don't remember what it was. Was I meant to write an email? Anyway, sometimes if they don't, actually do the work and they don't implement, they think that they're not going to get like the ROI if they keep, buying from you. They're like, oh my God, I didn't get anything from this person. Didn't get anything from this person. And sometimes, you know what? Maybe your methodology doesn't work for them. I've bought from people who I love, and I love learning from them, but the truth is their methodologies, they don't work for me. They just don't. When you get resistance on putting stuff in, you're like, oh, I don't want my business to be run like this. I don't want to do copy and paste templates. I don't want to have like short 2 minute videos. I want a conversation. So then, they go off and find someone else. And that's totally okay too. It's also not personal. So, another thing to note is that you were the stepping stone. You were the stepping stone. Maybe they just needed one lesson with you, and that was all they needed. And then they realize, oh, I am now energetically aligned to this person. That happens to me all the time. I tend to get a vibe from someone and I'm like, you are what I need. And then I book in with them, I pay for them, I go do the things, I implement the things. And then I'm like, oh my God, I want to work with them more. They were amazing. But then my intuition says, mm-mm, 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 not right now, not right now. They helped you get to this space. So now you did A to B to B to C to C to D to E to E to F. And they got you to F. But now if you want to get all the way to over here, you need to go with this person. So sometimes you're a stepping stone. This does not mean that they won't come back. It just means that you got them to exactly where they needed to be. And this could still be like a soul connection, but it's just a short-term one for now. And they now have to go and do their own journey before they come back. This has happened to me a lot with like my own clients. Like some of my clients have come back to me after like years. And they're like, oh my God, Lauren, I need your help. Even back when I was like a makeup artist years and years and years ago, I was 16, 17 years old. And to this day, I still get people saying, like, Lauren, I need your help. And I'm like, I don't have a kit anymore. Sorry. Like, it happens. It happens. So, okay. This happens to me a lot because as like a human design projector, I do this a lot to people. Even my own friends, but sometimes when a message comes through, it comes through. You trigger people. Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes do they take that personally? But it's not. Like they're gonna make it feel like it's personal. They're gonna make you feel that you should take it personally, but it's not. The truth is, when you crack someone's like energy open, they're like a little egg, right? They're like a little egg, and you're going like at them, and so you crack them open, and you got this yolk. But it's about how do they handle that when they're cracked open? When you crack them open, are they like a hard-boiled egg and you're a little runny in the middle? Or are they just a whole sopping yolk? Are they just flying their emotions all over the place? So who are they when you crack them open? Because some people don't like it. Have you ever tried cracking open a middle-aged man? Some of them don't like it. Some of them don't like getting deep. It's the same with some other people. And of course, they're not the most common people. I attract more people who are spiritual. So it's not super often that I would attract someone that is like, that becomes low vibe when you crack them open. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they don't get triggered. So, triggered can look like a whole bunch of different things. It can look like a mess, and they might fight you on it, and then realize that you're right later on and be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Or they pretend. They're like, no, I'm fine. And then you don't hear from them until they're ready to come back. Sometimes when you trigger someone, most of the time they come back. If they are the type of person that grows and they continuously grow, if they're the type of person that stays stagnant, they're never coming back. And honestly, they're the type of people you do not want coming back anyway. We don't always know when we trigger someone. And honestly, it is probably better to avoid doing that unless they are used to you. But sometimes some of us are really like strong energetically wise, and a lot of the times people actually come to pay us for triggers. Like they want to be triggered. They want to realize what the fuck is wrong with them so they can like sort it out. They want to alleviate their problems. But not everyone is ready for that. Alrighty. Oh, another reason why they don't come back and they just ghost you, right? Because some of you will probably know if you've ever spoken to someone before and then you just don't hear a peep from them. Sometimes it is because they don't want to waste your time. Very simple. They just don't want to waste your time. Why do you think that is? Most of the time, it's because, they actually got what they wanted. They got what they wanted, or they didn't get what they wanted. Now they're moving on and they don't want to respond. Some people are just like that. Like whether they got what they wanted or they got the results, and a lot of times, if you're good at getting people results, they got the results, but they don't want to keep buying. And there are so many people who will not respond to you because they don't like saying no. They feel bad. They feel guilty. And I have done this before. I have done this before. Back before I had boundaries, and I don't mind saying like, hey, not right now, but maybe on the flip side. But yeah, sometimes people are just actually too scared to say no, or some people don't take no for an answer, which okay. I have known some people in the past where if you do say no to them, they'll try to change your no into a yes and not just take it as, as a no. So some people will actually just straight up ignore you because they think that you might convince them otherwise, and they are hell-bent on just no. So it's easier to just ignore you. So another reason why they might end up, not contacting you back is they are busy. If you help entrepreneurs, if you help people with very demanding businesses or very demanding corporate jobs or whatever it is that you do, they are busy. They forgot about you. Don't take it personally. They forgot about you. It does not matter if you got them all the results in the world. You could have brought them an extra $10,000 a month. They forgot about you. This is also another reason why I say, it's about how you leave them feeling, because sometimes they forgot about you. And it's not something that you take personally, because you very likely have forgotten about other people. How many people in your DMs right now, or at least over the last year, have you accidentally ignored? I probably have 10 people right now that I've accidentally ignored, especially as I have like a time limit on some of my social media apps, so I've probably accidentally ignored a lot more people. So, don't take that personally. All right. They don't know what it is they need right now. Decision fatigue, or you got them the results. Or they had a session with you. And now they're trying to navigate where they are now. They're trying to figure out, okay, now what? I don't know what I need. It's like when people say, like, oh, okay, well, you have to start hiring in your business because you made this much. Okay, but I don't know what I need hiring for. Do I just hire like a virtual assistant? What am I going to get them to do? It's the same thing. They might not actually know what they need you for, or if they need you now at all. So unless you actually create like a plan for them, some people actually do not know what they need. Yeah, so let's keep carrying on. So have a think about how this is feeling for you right now as I am moving down this entire list of all the reasons why I know people do not come back when going through the quantum upheavals, or even like why they're going to ghost you. And I know there's some people who are in, this live launch with me, and who are watching the replays, who have had this and they want to know the answers. So, I'm going to give you more answers right now. They are not ready. Do you know how many people just need to actually stick to where they are right now before they move on? This is actually a good thing because it means that they are integrating. This means that they want to create a solid blueprint. Because if you had listened to my box concept, which I also put on my podcast recently, my box concept is all about we all live in our boxes. There is a door, and you can, switch on a light, find the door, exit it, and you're in another box. You do the same thing. You turn on the light, you open the door, you exit it, and you're outside another box. And these boxes basically represent different levels and different stages of our lives, because we do not know what is outside that fucking door. But when we take risks, we just end up in better, bigger, more expansive problems. And we just keep opening the doors. But the thing is, the doors are always unlocked, meaning we can always go back to where we started. But the lights are already on. We already switched all the lights on. So we can just go out the door and go back to where we were. This is what I mean by blueprint. We already have the blueprint. So when I mean they're just not ready, they want to integrate where they are right now. They want to get used to where they are right now, so it becomes a blueprint. If they're at 10K months or 1K months or whatever it is, they want to get used to it. They want to embody that. And then they're ready to move on. Because right now, their nervous system is all out of whack and they don't want to get scared. They don't want to start sabotaging the shit out of their business. They don't want to start sabotaging the shit out of their relationships, their lives, their health. Going to the gym, for example, they want to get used to going to the gym. I do this all the time with my habits. Like right now, I'm trying to eat healthy before I go back to the gym because I'm not going to go to the gym and still eat like shit. I want to do one thing first. Like, I want to work on my health so I have the energy to go to the gym rather than go to the gym, exhaust myself, and not have the energy to actually make healthy food. So I want to get used to making the healthy food, do that consistently until it becomes a habit, and then I'm going to go to the gym and do that until it becomes a habit. It's the exact same thing with anything that you teach that provides them with a result, they want to get used to it and create that blueprint. Anyway, moving on. So I already touched upon this before, but mental health. If someone has depression or anxiety or low self-esteem or imposter syndrome or whatever it is, sometimes they are too exhausted. They're too exhausted, they're too scared, and they feel like it's not even worth it. So sometimes they don't respond back. They do not want to come back because they feel like they're going to waste your time and they feel like they're going to be a burden on you. They feel like they're going to be a bad client because they're not able to get the ROI so that you can show them off. But they're trying their best. But they're in bed and they're too scared. They're in bed and everything in life just doesn't matter. And they're too exhausted to pick up the phone and say, "Hey, this is what's happening right now. I just want to let you know." It happens. Once again, it's nothing personal. You didn't put them that way. They would have already had all that. And when you're with entrepreneurs, I mean, it's terrifying. It's a terrifying career path. And but you know why it's the most exciting? It's the most expansive. But not everyone can take it. Not at first. Not when they're getting used to it. All right. They are not riding your vibe. Okay. So in this one, I'm like, sometimes people just don't like you. Once again, still not personal. They might hate the sound of your voice. They might, hate how you look, hate your mannerisms, hate the way you say things, hate how you put sentences together, hate the way that you pronounce one word, hate your whole process, your methodology, or just they just don't like your energy. They just don't like your energy. They just don't like your vibe. And that's not personal to you because there are people that love your vibe. They love the way you speak. They love the way you talk. They love, the energy that you give them. They love your methodology. They love, how you conduct yourself. They love how you speak. They love your crazy hand movements. I mean, I've had people like take the piss out of me for the way I speak with my hands. But that doesn't necessarily mean that everyone does. Some people think it's funny. Some people actually like it because it has something to, so they have something to watch. I've even had some people's like actually find it easier to understand if I talk with my hands, to the point where people actually ask me if I knew sign language, and I don't. I'm just very, very expressive. Anyway, but sometimes they are just not riding your vibe, and that's totally fine. Another thing is they cannot afford you, that's fine. They may actually want to afford you, but you hold space for that. You don't push them and say, oh, go get a loan, go get a credit card. I know some people who do that. I've had one person say, like, oh, go to GoFundMe and create a campaign so you could afford this course. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not creating a GoFundMe to afford a course that I'm not going to go on. Anyway, sometimes they just can't afford you. And some people are too embarrassed to say that. Like, because a lot of people, when they're running a business, they don't want to come across not successful. They don't want to come across not successful. Like if they're money coaches, if they are like client coaches, if they are business coaches or relationship, it doesn't matter. They don't want to seem like they're unsuccessful because they can't afford your rates. So they don't come back until they can afford you. But they don't want to tell you that either. And they don't want to make up another excuse. So they just disappear. They just ignore you. And that's okay. They'll come back, just hold space for that. Okay. Another thing. Another thing to know, they want to flash solo. Oh my gosh. Okay, so sometimes you would have gotten them amazing results. Perfect. Everything's going well. You want to get them to the next stage. You got them to A to B. Now you want to get them to C and D. But now they step back. What's happening? What's happened? Okay. They now want to do it on their own. They think they're going to take what you taught them, the results that you got them. They're now funnel hacking you. And they're thinking to themselves, okay, can I do that? I bet I can do that on my own. I bet I can do that on my own now. Sometimes I can. But you know the secret sauce. They're not you. You know how they could do it on their own, and you know that they can. You have to get to just repeat exactly what they did, but do it again to see if that'll scale and go up. You make more results than what they have. But you know the secret sauce to get them from B to C. So they might actually come back. But right now they want to figure out if they don't actually need you. Once again, hold space, let them go, let them do their own thing. I mean, even as a hairdresser, the amount of people who do that, like, do you know like how many clients I would probably not see in 6 months, and then they come back, they got a different color on their hair, and it's like purple. And I'm like, okay, what did you do? What did you do? Come tell me. And they're like, oh my God, Lauren, I've been bad. I've been bad. I've done a bad thing. I've done a bad thing. You put pox dye on, didn't you? Just tell me, just tell me right in the heart. You put that box dye on your hair. And yeah, it happens. It happens. But they come back. Most of the time they come back. So once again, hold space. It happens. You can laugh about it. And the other thing is the last thing is that they need change. They're just ready for something else. And I did already touch up on this, but yeah, but sometimes they need a different coach. It depends on, it depends on different industries, different people. We can still connect these on a soul level, but only like for like short-term contracts. Not everyone can stay with us forever. Not everyone can stay with us for 2+ years. Sometimes it's only a one-time thing. Sometimes it's only for like a month, up to a year sometimes. But then they move on. They fly the nest. And you have to allow that. And honestly, it's actually totally fine. The amount of times like I've seen some of my clients go on to different people, I know I'm okay with that. Sometimes they come back. Or they recommend more people to come to me. But they just needed to go to someone else. Because, reasons. You don't know people's businesses. You don't know like their reasons, even with hairdressers, sometimes like they live too far away now. I've known people to fly across the world to go see one specific hairdresser, but not everyone can do that. So sometimes they just need change, and that's okay. So, great. With all of that, now you know that when people leave, it is nothing to do with you. And so I mention this because, of course, when upheavals and crumblings come, it gets hard, but know that it's actually okay. And it's all about that love frequency. I've had people leave, but I have unconditional love for them. I'm sure that they're happy. I'm sure that they're moving on in their life. I'm sure that they're doing higher and better things. And I hope they are, because the alternative is kind of upsetting. But this all creates that emotional safety. And you create a beautiful client vortex. Because the more I understand why people leave and why people stay and why people want to stick with me and why people might want to go to someone else. The more I can hold love and space for this and expand my nervous system around this, the more of a powerful client vortex I create. Going back to day two, your client vortex is incredibly important because you want to make them feel how you want to make them feel. Like, think right now. How do you want to leave them feeling? You don't always have to leave them feeling like how I leave people feeling, like their nervous system has been regulated, or that they feel safe, or that they feel sleepy, or that they feel comfortable, or sometimes hungry. Actually, I feel like that's like 80% of the time I leave people feeling hungry. I'm getting hungry now. So by doing all of this, we create this emotional safety in here. And this is a great way to segue a little bit into what makes them stay, because I already touched up on the law down in the first two. So aside from emotional safety, because they feel protected in your energy. You make them feel good, they like your vibe. And a lot of these things you can kind of flip and reverse. Like they might not be riding your vibe, maybe they fucking love your vibe. Maybe they love your voice, maybe they love the way you speak, maybe they love the fact that you talk with your hands. But the other things that make them stay is that soul resonance. They understand that you are here for them. They see you as this angel that was gifted upon. And they just can't wait to work more with you. So that's that soul resonance. And another thing is anticipating their journey. So I'm going back to the first couple of like master classes I did, anticipating their journey. And anticipating their journey also means anticipating how they could leave. Because not everyone will have a normal offboarding process. Like, I could have one call with you and then give you an offboarding process and, still have you in my energy or not have you in my energy. You might never come back, you might come back. But some people, they might not get that offboarding process because they might not respond. And that's okay too, because of that upheaval, that crumbling process. But guess what? Every time you release something or someone higher and better comes in. So let's see. I'm just gonna go through me notes because I do ramble a lot. Okay, I think that is it. So in this lesson, I wanted to teach you all about the crumblings, the upheavals. These are things that are normal with client retention. Okay? Totally normal. And it's totally okay. And the things like the rejections, the reasons why they don't come back, the reasons why they ghost you. Just make sure that you keep your energy safe and you do this by understanding. So this is why I wanted to go through this in this lesson because this is vital. Me just telling you all of this has already changed your energy, has already shifted your energy. I've already helped you do most of the work. And your homework is to just re-listen to this and understand, like, listen to my voice. Listen to me and understand the amount of emotional intelligence this took. How much I had to think and consider. How much I have done in my process and been one of these people. So you listen to the replay and you embody and consider and hold space for people like this and send that love into your nervous system. Send it so much love. Because the more you do that, the more you create emotional safety. Okay? And then I want you to go even a step further. Why have you left a service? Why have you stopped talking to someone without a reason why? Like, without telling them why. And was it really because of what they did? Like, have a lot of self-awareness of this. Think about all the things that were happening in the background. And then I want you to send that love for anyone who is going through that as well. Okay? How's it sound? Right, so this is it. That is it for client charisma codes. So now, if you do want more of this, if you do feel like you're called for something more and you feel like you need more support and you need more help, I do have one-to-one sessions. But if you feel like you need something bigger, if you feel like that you are ready for a total transformation to start attracting soul aligned clients consistently, to start having these recurring clients booking in with you over and over again, and keep attracting, releasing, and holding space for these people for higher and better people who pay in full, and never having to worry about when your next client is going to be because they keep coming back. People who make your day, people who you love to talk to, people who love to talk to you, people who you vibe with. If you want to create a business with a client retention like this, then Client Charisma, which is starting at the end of May, this is my beta program. Like, this is going to be for you. And then in this launch, anyone who is in this group, can get it for $222 until Saturday. Then it goes up to $444, and this is still the early bird. But after, I will raise the price. We'll raise the price to $777. This is the beta price. When it's not in beta form anymore, it's going to be worth thousands. Because this is a complete energetic connection that is going to give you an ROI so big and so consistent. But if you want that, if you want that, then just DM me, ask about client charisma, and I'll hook you up. But otherwise, you can do one-on-one sessions, which is totally cool. I can do everything on Telegram or Zoom, whatever is easier. And if not, then I will lovingly support you in a group. So that is it for client charisma quotes. I am going to make sure that I give you guys a little send off with a quick nervous system regulation because this is a lot of energy over this event. So the next few days, I'm going to give you guys some things just to shake off the energy with and to integrate with, okay? Because I want you guys to start getting ROI. You didn't pay for this, but I want you to get ROI, right? I want you to get results. So right now, now that we have gone through this, and this is a really intense conversation, okay? So you might feel great or you might not feel great right now. So what I want you to do is either sit up, sit with your feet together if you want, and then we're just gonna hold ourselves wherever feels good, wherever feels good. And then we're just gonna move our pelvic floor slightly. However feels good, like back and forth, slightly and slowly and slightly and slowly. And with our breathing, we are going to breathe in for a count of four, hold for six, breathe out for eight. Okay. Breathe in for four, hold for six, breathe out for eight. Breathe in. Hold for six. Breathe out. And just close your eyes and really feel into this moment as you keep rocking back and forth because we are releasing some cortisol right now. And just keep taking really deep breaths. And then slowly come back into just a normal sitting up position. I'm just going to take one more deep breath in. Hold. And breathe out. Now I just want you to tap this in anywhere that feels good. Doesn't have to be on any specific points. We're just tapping this in. And then shake. All right. So make sure, like, if you still kind of feel a little bit fuzzy or you still feel maybe low, because some people don't always like feel good about like high energy conversations, do make sure you do some cleansing work or just shake and breathe or listen to the bonuses again. So the nervous system regulation bonus is going to be perfect, okay? Or drink something like grounding, like a herbal tea. Sometimes for me, I like drinking something really, really cold, and then sometimes I still prefer tapping. Like right now, I feel like I'm being called to tap a little bit more. So okay, I will see you in the group.